has gone to bed. Why don't you come over here and give me a little onion head? Aggie looked at me, Caesar's cooler in her eyes. She even had a liquor chocolate in between her thighs. Come on, Aggie, close your eyes and lick my Polish sack. Sweatpants off, but then Bumble comes through the door. She said, "Oobly, oobly, Agnes, you must be a better whore." So Mumbo turned to me and gave her lips a lick. She opened up a pencil case and holy oobly, there's my dick. "Thank you, Mumbo, thank you. My dick's been gone so long. I got used to using the barbecue tong. Now, Wojtek, be good and show your sister how to be the wiki." "I will, Momo, I'll fill Agnes' mouth so full of sticky." "That's good, Wojtek, then she'll learn how not to be so picky. And since you've been so good today, I even got you a Mickey." I looked at Agnes, who stood there naked, her head all full of space. And then I took my dick out of the plastic pencil case. It took me a while to figure it out, how to get my dick back on. I fiddled and whittled and turned it around until I heard a click. And then I said out loud to Agnes, "Ha ha, there's my dick." Bumbo stayed to watch to make sure I wasn't phony. Peeking out from beneath her dress was a big long pepperoni. She was pushing it in and pulling it out from in between her thighs. The pepperoni log was old and hard, and on it crawled some flies. So I spun Aggie around just like a dreidel that I bought, and I stuck my dick in every hole that fucking Agnes got. I was giving it to her in the back and the front in a spastic full-on throttle. I even fucked her up the ass with an empty Perrier bottle. She screamed and cried, and Momo watched. Her pepperoni fell to the floor. Momo screamed, "Use your dick," and give it to her some more. I grabbed my dick and gave it a twist and fell masturbating to the floor. All of a sudden, I heard a knock, but it was almost dawn. Then in came Pat and Jay and that faggot guy, LaRon. I said to them, "Hey, you guys, you didn't take off your shoes." And Momo said that in this house, there won't be any Jews. So Guy then left, or went upstairs, or went back to Israel. And Pat and Jay double banana 6-9, while Momo made a deal. She said, "Here's a hole for each of you to pork for some Caesar's cooler." But they were busy measuring their cocks with a plastic metric ruler. Pat and Jay then said to Momo, "There's no need to be hostile. Both our dicks will fit inside of both of Agnes' nostrils."